Our focus for the past few shows has been establishing a safe place to plan and express our love. And we've been sitting with the truth that it is very hard in a global class system for us to love each other. So we need places for the cultivation of soul sufficiency, which necessarily means helping each other get big, the process of reclaiming, sharing, and expanding our original selves as we start out big. And over the course of these conversations, certain root issues catch at our feet and tell us to pause and dig deeper. We need numbers, we've said repeatedly over the years, in order to begin to create the alternative to global power. What erodes our numbers? We've paused several times at that question, pointed our logic at it, and found such things as coercion in child rearing and the various forms of division that are sown in us and which course essentially throughout the overall system, all of them variations of the basic division between citizen, barbarian, or put another way, the division between intellectual and manual labor. And we found coercion and division to be in many ways the twofold heart of this system of class in order to compel us from birth onwards to come in and to convince us to believe there is no alternative to it and that therefore labor is our inevitable lot. To convince us that we are forever condemned to implement the plans of others and to never probe our own or even to come to know they exist for far too many of us. And most recently, our foot tripped on the issue of obedience as the base mindset, the deep training of class needed to inculcate a belief in the inevitability of power without and to internalize discipline, which is power within, early. Requiring a relinquishment of our own power, our unique gifts, in order that global power might direct our human energy as it sees fit. And all of these key root issues, power continuously keeps pushing underground and manufactures innumerable song and dance numbers to keep us distracted from recognizing the thought that there are quite likely hidden truths we should be delving for. I posted an excerpt from an earlier show that I hope you had a chance to listen to, which concluded by saying that we are in a moment when the story has to change, and we either let it be done to us or we start doing it for ourselves, making the story we want come to be. And it's not a coincidence that this moment, when all the suppressed issues of class, of power, that explain the nature of our containment are coming to the surface, it's not a coincidence that this is simultaneously the moment that Karl Marx, Rosa Luxemburg, and our good three have been telling us inevitably falls due when a system that has been eating without stint is finally brought to check. How did our good three put it? Or rather, not our good three, our good five. As the social productiveness of labor increases, as I would put it, as power sucks the life out of us and vests it in relatively permanent objects, an objective only realized with our obedience, they have no need for the greater number of us. And Marx, Rosa, and our good three are unanimous that the day will arrive, and that day is now, when power has no need for a significant percentage of us. So we have a choice. We can either claw and scratch at each other to be one of those few the system, quote unquote, has need for, Or we can choose each other, love, and solidarity. And what we've been considering in our recent focus on the importance of being able to express our love is that a key place to begin digging for these hidden truths is with that core hidden truth within each one of us in a class system, that our human energy should not be directed by the state. And in future shows, we'll be considering that this is the missing piece in Alice Miller's analysis, although her contribution to our understanding of our entrapment under class is critical. And she's absolutely right when she says, quote, as long as the child within is not allowed to become aware of what happened to him or her, a part of his or her emotional life will remain frozen. And sensitivity to the humiliations of childhood will therefore be dulled. All appeals to love, solidarity, and compassion will be useless if this critical perspective of sympathy and understanding is missing. Unquote. And that this is the critical juncture we are at right now, we are discussing, where that must change. Our human energy must be reclaimed, and so we have to factor in all the challenges before us. And with Alice Miller's help, we've just tripped on a big one.